Friday, June 27th. Solemnity of the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus. The first reading from Ezekiel chapter 34, verses 11 through 16. Thus says the Lord God, I myself will look after and tend my sheep. As a shepherd tends his flock when he finds himself among his scattered sheep, so will I tend my sheep. I will rescue them from every place where they were scattered when it was cloudy and dark. I will lead them out from among the peoples and gather them from the foreign lands. I will bring them back to their own country and pasture them upon the mountains of Israel, in the land's ravines and all its inhabited places. In good pastures will I pasture them, and on the mountain heights of Israel shall be their grazing ground. There they shall lie down on good grazing ground, and in rich pastures shall they be pastured on the mountains of Israel. I myself will pasture my sheep. I will give them rest, says the Lord God. The lost I will seek out, the strayed I will bring back, the injured I will bind up, the sick I will heal, but the sleek and the strong I will destroy, shepherding them rightly. Haydock Commentary. He will look after his sheep in persecution, he will count them lest any be lost. I will gather them among foreign lands, therefore not just the people of Israel. God and those whom he sends will take care of the flock. See Ephesians chapter 4. The second reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans, chapter 5, verses 5 through 11. Brothers and sisters, the love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. For Christ, while we were still helpless, died at the appointed time for the ungodly. Indeed, only with difficulty does one die for a just person, though perhaps for a good person one might even find courage to die. But God proves his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. How much more then, since we are now justified by his blood, will we be saved through him from the wrath? Indeed, if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, how much more, once reconciled, will we be saved by his life? Not only that, but we also boast of God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. Haydock Commentary. God having given us his gifts when we did not at all deserve them, having showered upon us the blessings of faith, charity, patience, and fidelity, we cannot but have the greatest confidence that after this pledge and assurance of his goodwill towards us, he will finish the work he has begun and bring us to his heavenly kingdom. Not only the gift of the Holy Spirit, but the Spirit himself is given to us, who resides in our soul as in his own temple, who sanctifies it and makes it partaker of his divine love. St. Paul shows Christ's great mercy and love for mankind, that he would die for us who were sinners, and consequently his enemies. How few are there that will lay down their lives for a just man or for a just cause? Perhaps for another who has been good to him, his friend or benefactor, we may find one that will expose or lay down his life. But Christ in due time, appointed by the divine decree, died for sinners, for us all. And if we have been reconciled to God and justified by his death, now being made the children of God and his friends, we may with greater confidence hope to be saved. The Gospel from Luke chapter 15, verses 3 through 7. Jesus addressed this parable to the Pharisees and scribes. What man among you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, would not leave the 99 in the desert and go after the lost one until he finds it? And when he does find it, he sets it upon his shoulders with great joy. And upon his arrival home, he calls together his friends and neighbors and says to them, Rejoice with me, because I have found my lost sheep. I tell you, in just the same way, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who have no need of repentance. Haydock Commentary. Christ left the 99 in the desert when he descended from the angelic choirs in order to seek last man on the earth, that he might fill up the number of the sheepfold of heaven from which his sins had excluded him. So says St. Ambrose. Neither did his affection for the last sheep make him behave cruelly to the rest, for he left them in safety under the protection of his omnipotent hand. So says St. Cyril. What incitement ought it not to be to us to practice virtue when we reflect that our conversion causes joy to the troops of blessed spirits whose protection we should always seek and whose presence we should always revere? So says St. Ambrose. St. Gregory says, There is greater joy for the conversion of a sinner than for the perseverance of the just. But it frequently happens that these, being free from the chain of sin, remain indeed in the path of justice, but press not on eagerly to their heavenly country, whilst such as have been sinners are stung with grief at the remembrance of their former transgressions, and calling to mind how they have forsaken their God, endeavor by present fervor to compensate for their past misconduct,